When we hear the word Eicha, Eicha Yashva Vadad, as we sit on the floor this Motzei Shabbos at Tisha B'Av, we feel that Tisha B'Av has begun. But the truth is that Eicha Yashva Vadad, as Yirmiyahu says, that he's not the only one to use the word Eicha. Three individuals throughout Tanakh use the word Eicha. Moshe Rabbeinu, and this week's parasha says, Eicha Esa Levadi, how could I alone, Tarachem Ma'asachem V'Rivchem, carry your troubles, your burdens, your quarrels. It is Yirmiyahu, of course, is Eicha Yashva Vadad, the city of Yerushalayim. It was Haisa Kalamana, and Yeshayahu as well, who says, Eicha Haisa Zona. So what's the connection? What is the connection between Moshe's Eicha, Yirmiyahu's Eicha, and Yeshayahu's Eicha? Suggests the Maharal. The first time we find the word Eicha is not really in the word Eicha, but it's earlier, all the way back in the beginning of the Torah and Parshas Bereishis. When Adam is kicked out of Gan Eden, and he's walking around, and he has sinned, v'tipakach ne'inei shnehem, and they open up their eyes, and they realize, ki erumim heim, and they hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yishmu esko Hashem elokim isaleich bagan, they hear Hashem, and v'yikra Hashem elokim el Adam, and Hashem calls out to Adam, Vayomer lo ayeka. So it's not Eicha, but it's ayeka. In fact, in one of the kinos, the kino Yud Gimel in Tisha B'Av morning, Berlazer HaKalir does this throughout the kino. He takes the word A and Ko and shows throughout all of the, in all of Tanakh, the word Ko's. But here it's Aleph, Yud, Chav, Hey, the same letters. Vahashem says ayeka. Now really, this ayeka to Adam is not really where are you? It's really, how could you? How could you have fallen? How could you have sinned, Adam? And this is the theme behind the three Eichas. Moshe Rabbeinu, after 40 years, he questions the Jewish people. How could you have become so lighthearted, so quarrelsome? How could you have acted in such a way after all of the miracles, after all of the good that Hashem has done? How could you? It's Yirmiyahu who is talking about Yerushalayim. How could you not have taken pride in the holiest city in the world? How could you have let it become what it became? And it's Yeshayahu who says, how could you have disregarded your Torah, the teachings? How could you? That's what these Eichas are. That's what this Ayeka is. And we understand, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explains, that the Ayeka was about a call to action. When we look back and we feel this tremendous sense of guilt, Tisha B'Av is not only a day of sadness. It's not only a day to sin and just to mourn. It is a day for introspection. It is a day to grow. It is a day to look at that bad and ask ourselves how we are going to improve. So we're asked, how could we? So we have to respond in a certain way. Ayeka is a call to the Jewish people. Eicha is a call to us. Eicha Yashva Vadad is how could we let it sit like that? How could we let it become what it became? And how could we have, you know, transgressed and sinned and not cared enough about our Torah that we were exiled. And now our job is to rebuild. And that's the Eicha, turning it from a how could you into a rebuilding, into a call of action and charge to each and every one of us.